and welcome to International Report. Côte d'Ivoire is football mad. Its men's team may have gone a lot further in the African Cup of Nations than its women's team in the World Cup, but football is proving popular among girls. An NGO has been using this love of football to work with young people to tackle some of the issues the country faces. Côte d'Ivoire has the highest HIV infection rate in West Africa, with 400,000 people living with the virus, including some 36,000 children. Correspondent Frank Hersey went to find out how football is being used to teach children about safe sex.
England make it through to the final in the Women's Football World Cup. So unexpected, the team has to switch to become Senegal instead as they face Côte d'Ivoire in the final, as nobody has an England flag for the pre-match pitch parade. We're in Grand-Bassam on the coast of Côte d'Ivoire, and 8 teams of local girls are replicating the Women's World Cup as 20 teams of boys battle through their own local African Cup of Nations. But there's more to it than meets the eye.
We use football actually to attract young people, and at the same time we give them messages so they can prevent themselves from HIV.
Otman Mazur of the NGO Tackle Africa. They seized the opportunity of the 2 world football events to organise their own twin championships to mark the end of their latest 10-week training programme.
If 2 people are making a pass during a drill, for example, you could say that the ball represents a condom. Okay, it represents a way of protecting yourself from HIV. And if 2 people make a pass correctly, then that means that 2 sexual partners have used the condom, so they had a protected sexual relationship.
Flip it round, and the teams learn how poor or unprotected passing would quickly spread a virus through the team. The tournament brings even more health services to the 500 players in the tournament and other youths who turn up thinking it's only football. Away from the pitch, there are sexual health workshops and testing services.
I decided to take the test to find out my status, because you never know. One day I might sleep with a girl and perhaps I'd have a disease and infect her with it, or perhaps she'd have an illness and pass that on to me.
19-year-old Issa Koulibaly and a friend make use of the 15-minute HIV testing service.
Yes, it's very, very good for attracting youth because they don't know it's about HIV. When you talk about HIV, lots of people say, well, it's not an illness, you're lying. But when there's this activity, this football, the youth come and we can do awareness raising and HIV testing.
Judith Semple, who's pleased to report that of the dozens of tests she'd carried out so far, none were positive. But the roots of the problems are harder to tackle.
The girls are very much at risk compared to the boys. They have no way of earning money to feed themselves or dress themselves. So even for just a 1,000-franc banknote, they have to sleep with a man. And when it's like that, they're much more at risk. It's very difficult. Even with improved awareness, it's still difficult.
1,000 francs is €1.50.
Young women and adolescent girls are the most vulnerable population. Is something that makes our work even more difficult because we want to reach those young girls in priority, and after that we will try to also raise awareness to HIV related issues with young boys, which are their partners. But we know that young girls are the most vulnerable, so basically we try to reach them first. That's
Elsewhere in Côte d'Ivoire, a totally different approach is being taken to tackle teen sexual health issues. In Abidjan, an acting troupe is dramatizing the storyline of an online comic aimed at young men between 15 and 25 by weekly installments on Facebook. The comic tells the romantic adventures of Didier, your young Ivorian everyman. In the reenactment, Didier's relationship with girlfriend Anna becomes sexual. And an outreach worker shows the crowd men and women's contraceptives. But the aim is to go beyond sexual health and pregnancy issues to relationships.
The target of the project is young men. Everything it does touches the lives of young men, raising awareness of contraception methods, but above all, interpersonal communication between boyfriends and girlfriends, talking about sex and talking to each other about what you want.
Hervé Zago, program coordinator at the NGO PSI, which created the Didier project.
What stuck with me today is how to use condoms and how to go out with a girl, how to take care of yourself with a partner.
Charles Kwame, a 17-year-old Didier fan at the event.
Yeah, oftentimes people associate reproductive health projects with just women, just girls. But actually men are a big part of that as well, because men can be a barrier often to getting a method.
Christelle Bastien, youth technical advisor on the Didier project at PSI, looking at how men affect women's choices for contraceptive methods, such as injected hormone implants.
Sometimes women think, my husband won't approve of me getting an implant, he won't approve of me getting an IUD or using condoms. So you oftentimes need male engagement to improve access to contraception.
You must understand that in Africa, young men decide, not the girls. The girls aren't all that free to give their point of view. Even if she says, yes, I'll go out with you, it's still the man who'll decide. If we can influence the boys, we can reach the girls.
Betty Touré, generally known as Mother Betty, also from PSI, who gets parents on board. Whether through football or comic strip adventures aimed at boys, with the odd dance-off to keep a crowd engaged. Projects like these are using very creative ways to reach some of society's most vulnerable, very ordinary young girls.